الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون صدق الله العظيم أن رجلا سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مرني بأمر في الإسلام لا أسأل عنه أحدا بعدك فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء كرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, it seems only yesterday that there was a fervor of anticipation in expectation of the onset of what we refer to as Sayyidul Shuhur, the leader of the months of the Islamic calendar, the month of manifest mercy, Shahrut Tawbah, Shahrul Rahmah, Shahrul Ghufran, Shahrul Itq min al-Niran, Shahrul Dua, Shahrul Inaba, the Mubarak and the blessed month of Ramadan. It seems only yesterday we were looking for the moon to start the fast. And almost in the blink of an eyelid, we are now on the onset or the cusp of looking for the moon of Eid. This is a stark reminder of that saying of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he said, أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدِ وَيُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدِ وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودِ. He said, will you not observe the movement of day and night, the incessant movement of time, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encapsulates in the Quran in the expressions, يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ يُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ يُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ. Day follows night, night follows day, day is wrapped up into night, night is wrapped up into day. Day enters night, night enters day, and inexorably, like a block of ice, relentlessly melting in the glare of the sunlight, the seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, and years of our lives are slipping away. He says, observe this movement. It seems yesterday we looked for the starting of Ramadan. In the blink of an eyelid, we are already on the cusp of Eid. He said, like that, with this movement of time, يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدِ, every new thing is made old. يُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدِ, every distant thing is brought near. It seems yesterday the child was born, the father was envisaging in his mind's eye, the day my son will graduate, the day my daughter will get married. How quickly does the time not pass? and the bewafai and disloyalty of this dunya, how often that elderly father that dreamed of the day he was going to give the keys to his business to his son. Today that elderly father is carrying the janazah of that young son on his back. Yubliyani kulla jadid. Every new thing is made old. Wa yuqarribani kulla ba'id. And every distant thing is brought near. Wa ya'tiyani bi kulli maw'ud. And with this movement of time, every promise of Allah, every promise of Allah will be made a reality. What promise? وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمْ لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. There is a promised time. A time when you and I, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. A day which Quran speaks about again and again. A day when you and I will have to stand in the court of Allah. يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ يَوْمُ الْحَسْرَةِ يَوْمُ النَّدَامَةِ يوم الويل يوم الفوز يوم الخسران يوم الجنة يوم النار إن يوم الفصل كان ميقاتا إن يوم الفصل ميقاتهم أجمعين ذلك يوم مشهود مالك يوم الدين وأنذرهم يوم الحسرة وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ ثُمَّ مَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ يَوْمَ لَا تَمْلِكُ نَفْسٌ لِنَفْسٍ شَيْئًا. This word yom, day, Quran repeats this day, repeats this word over and over and over again. That understand the very cycle of life, this movement of time, this passing phase of this world. Every one of us is on a journey. Quran is shouting out to you, prepare, prepare, prepare for that day when you have to stand in front of Allah. This month of Ramadan, almost in the blink of an eyelid. The poet puts it beautifully. He says, Ad-dunya, ad-dunya kulluha, shahru siyamil muttaqeen, wa yawma fitrihim, yawma liqai rabbihim. فَسُمْ يَوْمَكَ الْأَدْنَى لَعَلَّكَ فِي غَدٍ تَفُوزُ بِعِيدِ الْفِطْرِ وَالنَّاسُ سُوَّمُوا وَقَدْ سُمْتُ عَنْ لَذَّاتِ دَهْرٍ وَقَدْ سُمْتُ عَنْ لَذَّاتِ دَهْرِ كُلِّهَا وَيَوْمَ لِقَاكُمْ ذَاكَ فِطْرُ سِيَامِي. He says this entire dunya, this entire life in reality, شَهْرُ سِيَامِ الْمُتَّقِينَ, is just like one month of Ramadan. That day, the first day of Akhirat, Allah describes it in the Quran, فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقَدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَى. One day, the first day of Akhirat, will be 50,000 years long. What does 50 or 60 years? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ عَمَارَ أُمَّتِي مَا بَيْنَ سِتِّينَ إِلَىٰ Sab'een. He said, the average age of my ummah will be between 60 or 70 years. How many will go before that? Very few will go beyond that. This, compared to the first day of Akhirat, 50,000 years, Quran encapsulates the nadamat, the regret, the hasrat of those who did not understand the shortness of this life, who did not use this life to prepare for that day. One expression of Surah Naba, Allah says, كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَهَا كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَهَا لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا عَشِيَّةً أَوْ ذُحَاهَا. Allah says, when Akhirat, when that day will dawn upon you, أُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ بُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ لِلْغَاوِينَ. Jannat will be brought near. Jahannam will be brought near. Comes in the riwayat, Tazfaru Zafra. Tazfaru Zafra. Jahannam will screech. Yu'ta bi Jahannama yawm al-qiyama. Laha sab'una alfa zimam. Ma'a kulli zimamin. Sab'una alfa malakin yajurrunaha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jahannam will be brought near on the day of judgment. It will have 70,000 rains. Holding each rain down will be 70,000 malaika. 490 million plus minus malaika holding Jahannam down. It will screech on that day. Comes in the riwayat, مَا مِن نَبِيٍ مُرْسَلْ وَلَا مَلَكٍ مُقَرَّبْ. Not a single Nabi, not an angel of Allah, مُقَرَّبْ, close angel of Allah, إِلَّا جَثَى عَلَىٰ رُكْبَتَيْهِ. When they hear the screech, except that they will fall down on their knees. Ya Rabbi Nafsi Nafsi. Ya Rabbi Nafsi Nafsi. Oh Allah save me. Oh Allah save me. Oh Allah save me. Only one personality. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His call will be unique. His call will be distinct. Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati. Oh Allah my Ummat. Oh Allah my Ummat. Oh Allah my Ummat. That day is coming. Humanity will be drowning in their perspirations according to the extent of their sins. Quran is calling out, this entire exercise of the month of Ramadan is a wake-up call. Like in the blink of an eyelid this month passed. Likewise, our lives are passing. How much have we prepared? A day is coming. A day is coming. Quran says, Allah will gather the people of Jannat. Allah will gather the people of Jahannam. They will be on either side. Then an animal will be brought. This animal will be the physical manifestation of mort and death. This animal will be slaughtered. All will see. This world you face a difficulty. This world you face a hardship. This world you face a challenge. It's too difficult to bear. What gives you the fortitude and the patience? Then akhir to marna hai. In the end I'll die. Then I'll get chutkara. Then I'll be free from this problem that I face. What about that problem? There is absolutely no escape. Death itself will be brought. Death will be slaughtered. Can we imagine the hasrat, the regret of those who chose the wrong path? At that time, announcement will be made. Allah gathers the people of Jannah. Ya Ahl al-Jannah. كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ عَدَدَ سِنِينَ. Similar question to the people of Jahannam. Ya أَهْلَ النَّارِ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ عَدَدَ سِنِينَ. How long was this life? How long was this life? Nuh alayhi salam, it is reported, 1400 years he lived. Adam alayhi salam, 1000 years. That day when the question is asked, كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ عَدَدَ سِنِينَ. How long was the life in the world? One answer, لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ فَاسْأَلِ الْعَادِّينَ. Ya Allah, it was one day, or a portion of one day. فَاسْأَلِ الْعَادِّينَ. Ask those who are counting. To the people of Jannah, نِعْمَ مَتَّجَرْتُمْ فِي يَوْمٍ أَوْ بَعْضِ يَوْمٍ نعمتي ورحمتي وكرامتي وجنتي خالدين فيها أبدا. Allah's announcer will say, what a bargain you struck in one day or a portion of one day. You earn my bounties, you earn my favor, you earn my karamat, my dignity, my honor, you earn my jannat. Khalidina fiha abada. You will remain herein forever. Mort has come to an end. Inna lakum antashibbu fala tahramu abada. Inna lakum antasihhu fala tasqamu abada. Inna lakum antan'amu fala tab'asu abada. Today you are health. Today you are healthy. You will never know sickness. Today you are young. You will never know old age. Today you are in happiness and enjoyment. This happiness and enjoyment will never ever come to an end. To the people of Jahannam, بِئْسَ مَتَّجَرْتُمْ فِي يَوْمٍ أَوْ بَعْضِ يَوْمٍ سَخَطِي وَغَضَبِي وَنَارَ جَهَنَّمْ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. What a loss you have incurred in chasing the passions and desires of one day or a portion of one day. Look at the loss you have incurred. You have earned my anger. You have earned my wrath. You have earned my curses. You have earned Jahannam. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. You will have to remain herein forever and ever and ever. The people of Jahannam, they will shout out, they will implore, they will beg, Ya Malik, Ya Malik. Malik is the keeper of Jahannam. Thousands of years will pass, beseeching, screaming, begging from Malik, the keeper of Jahannam. Finally, Finally, Malik will say to them, what is it that you want? They will say, لِيَقَضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكْ. لِيَقَضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكْ. We are not asking for Jannat. We are not asking for salvation. All we are asking is ask Allah to give us death. Ask Allah to give us death so that this torment and punishment can come to an end. The response will come, إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ. Innakum makithun. You will have to remain herein. Then when Malik will not accede to their request, they will start asking, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana. They will start beseeching Allah. Beseeching thousands of years. Thousands of years will pass like this. And then the announcement will come, Malik, lock up Jahannam. اقسأوا فيها ولا تكلمون. They will have to remain in damnation. They must not even speak. إنهم يرونه بعيدا ونراه قريبا. Allah says, you think that day is very, very far away. It is very, very near. Allah gave us this Mubarak and this blessed month of Ramadan. كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. Allah says, fasting was prescribed for you in this month of Ramadan as it was for the nations preceding you. What was the goal? What was the objective? لعلكم تتقون, so that you become muttaqi. There are those amongst us, my respected brothers, that would have made mujahada in this month. We would have come to the masjid. We would have come into the environment of deen. We would have shed those hot tears at night. We would have cried before Allah. We would have tried and taken our lives in the correct direction. My respected brothers, such an observation was made to Bishr Hafi rahimahullah. Inna qawman yata'abbaduna wa yajtahiduna fi Ramadan. It was mentioned to him, there is a group of people. One is, in Arabic, abada ya'budu means to worship Allah. This expression, yata'abbadun. In other words, yata'abbadun creates an analogy of someone who didn't sleep at night at all and never rested at all in the day. Yata'abbadun. Height of ibadat, finish themselves. Yata'abbadun. And then, وَيَجْتَهِدُونَ. Mujahada upon mujahada. They finish themselves in the ibadat of Allah. Fi Ramadan, in Ramadan. Such an observation was made to Bishr Hafi rahimahullah. You and I, if a similar observation is made to us, mashallah, look at these people. They finish themselves in the ibadat, in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we'll say, mashallah, subhanallah. The awliya of Allah, the friends of Allah, Allah gives them that special wisdom, that special perception, that special understanding, which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ittaqu firasat al-mu'min fa'innahu yanzuru binurillah. He said, fear the inner wisdom which Allah gives, that special sixth sense which Allah gives His people, those who connect to Allah. Fa'innahu yanzuru binurillah, because they look with the nur of Allah. So when this observation is made to Bishr Hafi rahimahullah, what does he say? He says, بِئْسَ الْقَوْمُ قَوْمٌ بِئْسَ الْقَوْمُ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْرِفُونَ اللَّهَ حَقًّا إِلَّا فِي رَمَضَانِ. He says, what a terrible people they are. What an unfortunate people they are, who only recognize the right of Allah in Ramadan. Today is Jumu'ah. Just now when the salah stands up, probably an announcement will have to take place that create place for the brothers in the back. Ask ourselves this question. This is Al-Widar Jumu'ah of Ramadan. Allah's mercy in this month is such. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, every night of Ramadan, Allah frees 1 million souls from Jahannam. On the day of Jumu'ah, on the day of Jumu'ah in Ramadan, every hour, Allah frees 1 million souls from Jahannam. Such is the mercy of Allah. Such is the tawajjuh of Allah. Such is the opportunities Allah is giving us. What is our shukr? What is our gratitude? What is our perception? Does it mean that tomorrow, The Hilal of Eid is sighted. And then it is Salaamu Alaikum. Then it is back to what we were doing before. Kaab Akhbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Before I mention that, what is the goal of Ramadan? The goal of Ramadan is taqwa. The goal of Ramadan is to have connected with Allah. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Kunu, kunu li qubulil amal. Kunu li qubulil amal. Ashaddu ihtimaman minkum bil amal. You can take your foot off the accelerator. You can relax. You can feel, mashallah, me ponch gaya. You can feel that I exerted myself. It's okay. I reached some goal. When? Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, it's mentioned about him on the day of Eid. He saw a group of people. يَظْهَرُ فِيهِ الْحُزْنِ يَوْمَ عِيدِ الْفِطْرِ. They were aggrieved. They were full of sorrow. They were sad. So he said to them, إِنَّ هَذَا يَوْمُ فَرْحٍ وَسُرُورٍ. This is a day of happiness. This is a day of Eid. Why is it that you are sad? So they said, صَدَقْتُمْ. You spoke the truth. This is the day of festivities. This is the day of enjoyment. This is the day of Eid. وَلَكِنِّي عَبْدٌ أَمَرَنِي مَوْلَايَ أَنْ أَعْمَلَ لَهُ عَمَلًا فَلَا أَدْرِي أَيَقْبَلَهُ مِنِّي أَمْ لَا. He said, my example is that of a slave. My master entrusted a task to me. My master entrusted a task to me. I carried it out. I don't know if I have done it in such a manner that my master has accepted it or not. If I have that guarantee, yes, I will enjoy. Yes, I will celebrate. Allah has accepted me. Main muttaqi ban gaya. I have become muttaqi. This is what the poet is saying. Ad-dunya kulluha shahru siyamil muttaqin. This whole world is 1 month of Ramadan. When is the real Eid al-Fitr? When is the real enjoyment? When is the day we can truly celebrate? يَوْمَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّكُمْ. The day when we meet Allah and we receive our book of deeds in the right hand. The day when Allah is happy with us, that is the real day of enjoyment and celebration. So he says, فَصُمْ يَوْمَكَ الْأَدْنَى. For this one day, for this short life, suppress your desires. Keep Allah in front of you. Create the connection with the masjid. Stay away from that haram and that wrong that you are involved in. فَصُمْ يَوْمَكَ الْأَدْنَى لَعَلَّكَ فِي غَدٍ تَفُوزُ بِعِيدِ الْفِطْرِ وَالنَّاسُ سُوَّمُ. Tomorrow you will be enjoying yourself on the day of judgment whilst others will be fasting. وَقَدْ سُمْتُ عَنْ لَذَّاتِ دَهْرِي كُلِّهَا وَقَدْ سُمْتُ عَنْ لَذَّاتِ دَهْرِي كُلِّهَا. He says, I'm fasted. I stayed away from all the temptations of this world. وَيَوْمَ لِقَاكُمْ ذَاكَ فِطْرُ سِيَامِ. The day when I meet you, my Allah, that is the day I will make the iftar of my roza. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, be more concerned at whether your actions are being accepted by Allah than the action itself. Why? Because he says, Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. This word إِنَّمَا in Arabic is what we call kalimatul hasr. Like we say in Urdu, sirf or sirf. Only and only. إِنَّمَا. Only and only. يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah will accept the actions of people of taqwa. أَلَمْ تَسْمَعُوا قَوْلَ اللَّهِ. Have you not heard this condition my Allah is giving? إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala used to say, لَأَنْ أَسْتَيْقِنْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى تَقَبَّلَ مِنِّي صَلَاةً وَاحِدًا. If I had this conviction that Allah has accepted just two rakats salah from me, this will be better for me than the whole world and everything that it contains. Why? Because my Allah says, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah accepts from the people of taqwa. Have we fulfilled the criteria? Have we become muttaqi? Have we connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or was it just exertions? Or was it just exertions for a passing period? And tomorrow, when that Hilal of Eid is sighted, that is some get out of jail free card for us. Is that some card? Or that some, is that, does that constitute some message that now the masjid should be empty? Now we should revert back to the same life we were involved in before Ramadan. My respected brothers, keep the saying of Ka'ba Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala in front of us. Tomorrow on the day of Eid, whether it is tomorrow or the next day, Allah knows best. Comes in the riwayat, Wafa waqafatil malaika ala abwabi turuq. The malaika of Allah will line the streets. The problem is you and I cannot see the malaika. There's no parcha that's going to descend from the heavens to say that mashallah you have become muttaqi. There's no parcha that's going to descend from the heavens with the names of all those who have been accepted. But there are signs, there are indications. Ka'b Akhbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave us one thermometer. He gave us one yardstick. He gave us one measuring tape. He said, "Man sama Ramadan, wa huwa yuhadithu nafsahu annahu idha aftara ba'da Ramadan an ya'sillah." He says, a person fasted in Ramadan, that shaitan box, mashallah, illa mashallah, you walk into a Muslim home, that instrument of zina, that's the first thing you see. That plasma screen, so many million pixels, instrument of zina and shamelessness. There would have been that percentage of the ummah today that would have put some chadar or sheet over it during the month of Ramadan. The lies and treachery in our businesses, the misdoings that we are doing, the ghibat, the slander, the hitting out at the feelings of others, to some extent, there would have been that perception, it is Ramadan. Let us spend the time in the masjid. Let us get up for tahajjud. Let us cry before Allah. Let us make tawbah before Allah. He says a man fasted in the month of Ramadan, and he made tawbah. He cried before Allah. He regretted over his life. He started preparing to some extent for the day when he has to meet Allah. But he kept on telling himself, yuhadithu nafsahu, kept on telling himself that tomorrow the Hilal of Eid will be sighted. And when that Hilal of Eid is sighted, I'm going to revert back to what I was doing before Ramadan. One great alim, he passed away, in Allah fill his qabr with noor. He gives one analogy, an example. He says of a worm. There is one worm that spends its entire life in feces, in filth. One day, for some inexplicable reason, this worm came out of the feces. And for the first time it saw the blue yonder. For the first time experienced the beautiful fragrant breeze. For the first time this worm experienced fresh air, its ecstasy, its sweetness. After having experienced that, for some inexplicable reason, because it is inherent in its nature, this worm goes back to the feces, goes back to the filth. Such, that is exactly the example, my respected brothers. There would have been those amongst us in the dead of night, we would have got up in Ramadan. We would have stood on that musalla to the onlooker, to the observer. This man is crying. This man is shedding hot, hot tears. This man is in grief. He's in some sort of sorrow. But wallah, Allah's qasam, 1,000 times Allah's qasam. Standing on that musalla in the dead of night, regretting over the direction our lives are going, keeping our Allah in front, visualizing the day when we have to meet Allah, visualizing the darkness of the qabr, visualizing the great pitfalls that lie in front of us on this journey to akhirat, realizing how much of the life has already passed and been wasted away in following desires and passions. That regret would have entered the heart. The shock for Jannat would have come. The fear of Jahannam would have come. And in that moment of calling out to Allah, hot, hot tears would have come out of these eyes and rolled down the cheeks. Like I said, to the observer, this man is in sorrow, this man is in grief, but by the qasam of my Allah, at that time, Allah would have given you that special ecstasy. Allah would have given you that special enjoyment that wallah, you cannot find anywhere in this world. This is what Ibrahim bin Adam rahimullah used to say, Ahlul layli fi laylihim, aladhu min ahlil lahwi fi lahwihim. He used to say, the people of tahajjud salah, the people of munajat, the people who connect with Allah, the people who spend their solitude, their alone time with Allah, Allah gives them that lazzat and that ecstasy that the people of guna, the people of the dens of vice and haram, who are chasing the ecstasies of this world, will never ever experience. Why? Lazzatul munajat laysat min ad-dunya. That special lazzat and ecstasy of connecting with Allah is not from this dunya. Innaha min al-jannah. It is from jannat. Adharaha Allahu ta'ala li awliya'ihi fi ad-dunya. Allah sends it down as a gift to those who are the friends of Allah in this world. Bishr Hafi rahimahullah, he said, what a terrible people they are who only recognize the right of Allah in Ramadan. Inna salih alladhi yata'abbad wa yajtahidu sanata kullaha. The true friend of Allah, the true friend of Allah is the one who will worship Allah whether it is Ramadan or whether it is not Ramadan. Allah is merciful. We are prone to error. But this mindset of this being a seasonal Muslim, this mindset of the Hilal being Eid sighted and reverting back to what we were doing before Ramadan, my respected brothers, make tawbah from that. Make tawbah from that. Ka'b Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala who says this is a sign, فَصِيَامُهُ عَلَيْهِ مَرْدُودٌ. It is a sign that his fasting of the month of Ramadan has been rejected by Allah. If the life before Ramadan and the life after Ramadan is the same, then it means that Allah save us, Allah protect us, Allah is very merciful. He says this is a sign that the exertions of the month of Ramadan have been rejected by Allah. وَمَنْ سَامَ رَمَضَانَ وَمَنْ سَامَ رَمَضَانَ وَهُوَ يُحَدِّثُ نَفْسَهُ أَنَّهُ إِذَا أَفْتَرَ بَعْدَ رَمَضَانَ Allah يَعْسِ اللَّهِ. He says, on the other hand, a man fasted in Ramadan, he connected with Allah in Ramadan, he made tawbah in Ramadan, he came regularly for salah in Ramadan, he spent his time in the masjid in Ramadan, he stayed away from Allah's disobedience in Ramadan, and he kept on telling himself, when the Hilal of Eid is sighted, Allah gave me the mazah, Allah gave me the sweetness, Allah gave me the ecstasy of connecting with him in Ramadan, inshallah I'm going to remain upon this for the next 11 months. Ka'b Ahbar radiallahu Allah Ta'ala says, دخل الجنة بلا مسألة ولا حساب. Such a man will enter into Jannat without questioning and without any reckoning. It is a sign of the acceptance of the month of Ramadan that the life changes after Ramadan. Time is limited. Tomorrow Eid or not, take this to our hearts. The saying of Anas bin Malik, Khadimur Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, For a mu'min, Eidul Fitr tomorrow or not, Allah knows best. But he said, Inna lil mu'mini khamsata a'yad. He says, in reality, for a mu'min, there are 5 days of Eid. For a mu'min, there are 5 days of Eid. Kullu yawmin yamurru alayhi walam yuktab alayhi dham. فَهُوَ يَوْمُ عِيدٍ. He said, every day that passes in your life that you did not commit any guna, you didn't break the law of Allah, you didn't make Allah angry with you, you kept your Allah happy with you, every day like that, فَهُوَ يَوْمُ عِيدٍ. It is a day of Eid. وَالْيَوْمُ الَّذِي يَخْرُجُ فِيهِ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ وَالْعِصْمَةِ مِنْ كَيْدِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَهُوَ يَوْمُ عِيدٍ. He says, the day when you leave this world, man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah. My Nabi said, that person whose last words are la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah, Allah guarantees his jannat. Another riwayat, harramahullahu ala al-nar, Allah will make his body haram on jahannam. Anas bin Malik says, the day when you leave this world with the kalima on your lips, with your iman and your shahadat intact, فَهُوَ يَوْمُ عِيدٍ. That is the day of Eid for you. وَالْيَوْمُ الَّذِي يُجَاوِزُ فِي عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ وَيَخْلُصْ مِنْ أَيْدِ الزَّمَانِيَا فَهُوَ يَوْمُ عِيدٍ. He says, the day when you will cross the Sirat, the bridge over Jahannam, and you have been saved from the claims of the plaintiffs of this world, that you ate up the haq of this one, you usurped the rights of that one, you took a debt from that one and didn't pay it back. All those claims, ghibat of someone, shatama hadha, akala madha hadha, daraba hadha, where my Nabi described a bankrupt man, he said, lot of good deeds, but ate the wealth of somebody up, swore at somebody else, hurt the feeling of someone else, usurped the right of someone else. All these plaintiffs, the day when you are safe from them, and you will cross the Sirat. Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala who says, فَهُوَ يَوْمُ عِيدٍ. That is the third day of Eid. وَالْيَوْمُ الَّذِي يَدْخُلُ فِيهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَيَأْمَنْ مِنْ أَهْوَالِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَأَهْوَالِ النَّارِ. He says, the day when you enter into Jannat and you have been saved from the terror of Jahannam. فَهُوَ يَوْمُ عِيدٍ. That is the day of real Eid. That is the day of real celebration. That is the real day of real enjoyment. And then, Allahu Akbar, it will also be Jumu'ah. It will also be Jumu'ah in Jannat. There will be a special journey that takes place. All the Jannatis will gather. Different riwayats, time we have run out of. But very, very briefly, the Sufuf will be gathered. In front will be the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Awliya, the Shuhada. All the nations will have gathered, the people of Jannat, according to their maqam and position. A wind will blow of musk and perfume. Then food will be sent, mashrubat, drink will be sent. Different preparations will take place. There will be a fervor, there will be a hype, there will be anticipation. Then Allah will address the people of Jannat. Have I fulfilled my promise to you? With one voice they will say, Ya Allah, you have fulfilled the promise. Then Allah will say, Inna lakum mu'idan. Inna lakum mu'idan. There is one more promise. There is one more promise that today Allah wants to fulfill. They will say, Ya Allah, Alam tubayyid wujuhana. Alam yuthaqqil mawazinana. Alam yuzahzihana minan nar. وَيْدْخِلَنَا الْجِنَانِ. Oh Allah, didn't you give our faces light on the day when the faces of others were blackened? Didn't you cause our scale of deeds to be heavier? Didn't you save us from Jahannam? Didn't you enter into us into Jannat? Ya Allah, what more is there? What more is there? Allah will order Ridwan. Ya Ridwan. Ya Ridwan. إِرْفَعِ الْحُجُبْ. إِرْفَعِ الْحُجُبْ. بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبِيدِي وَبَيْنَ زُوَارِي. Oh Ridwan, remove the veil. Remove the veil between me and my slaves. One analogy one alim gives. He says that if you look at this human being is a composition of 100 trillion cells. The entire makeup of the body, the eyes, the ears, the heart, everything is contained. The information is contained in each cell. Each of the 100 trillion cells. In other words, in each cell, there is a capacity of an eye, of an ear, of a heart, the entire makeup. He says, on that day when Allah will reveal Himself, Allah will create the capacity in all 100 trillion cells. The eyes or the ability of sight of this entire human being. Today you are seeing with only those cells where your eyes are now. Every cell has the capacity to become an eye. This entire wujud will be looking at Allah. This entire wujud will be looking at Allah. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah says that Daif riwayat, but I'm mentioning it anyway. Such is the beauty, such is the magnificence, such is the munificence of Allah. That first gaze at Allah in Jannat will last for 800,000 years. 800,000 years. The Jannati will forget the Qusur, the Anhar. He will forget the Hurs of Jannat. He will forget everything. The ecstasy and the enjoyment of looking directly at Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make this dua, Allahumma rzuqni ladhatan nadri ila wajhik. Oh Allah, bless me with the lazzat and ecstasy of looking directly at you. Anas bin Malik, to complete the saying, he says, wal yawmul ladhi yanzuru fihi ila rabbihi azza wa jal fil jannah. فَهُوَ يَوْمُ عِيدٍ. The day when you are looking at Allah directly in Jannat, that is the fifth day of Eid. My respected brothers, link and connect ourselves with the environment of the masjid. Let there be real change in our lives. For this call, our ijtima is going to take place. For this call, we are begged, beseeched by our elders that let us come into an environment where it makes it easy for us, that the changes that came in our lives in Ramadan, inshallah, permeate for the rest of the year. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhidah.